This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Today, the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court ruled that MIT was not negligent and therefore not responsible for a graduate student's suicide. The ruling comes out of a wrongful death suit filed by the student's family. Han Nguyen killed himself in 2009, just minutes after a professor scolded him for an email the professor considered out of line. The court ruled today that even though Nguyen's professors knew he was seeking mental health treatment off campus, they did not know that he was at imminent risk of suicide. The High Court also says, though, that colleges and universities have a duty to try to prevent a student's suicide if that student has expressed intent or recently attempted suicide. Dr. Victor Schwartz is medical director of the Jed Foundation, which helps colleges develop suicide prevention programs. He spoke with us on Skype and said this ruling seems sensible.
The university can't be expected to really provide the level of oversight that might occur in a hospital or a prison or in a grade school where, you know, again, classes are smaller. There's much more of an expectation with younger kids that there needs to be more careful and more consistent oversight. So it seems like the court got it right.
The court got it right in that in this case, the young man who took his life was a grad student. He had tried to take his own life twice prior, and that's what he told clinicians. But nobody determined that he was at risk of taking his life imminently. Nobody thought he was a significant risk. So in this case, what is the guidance for colleges who are going to be looking at cases like this in the future?
What I think the court was saying in this situation and what courts have said in similar such cases is that the school can't act negligently. So if the circumstances here were slightly different and, you know, this young man's faculty members knew that there was an imminent or acute risk if he was getting care on campus, and he seems to have made a specific choice to get the vast majority of his mental health care off campus, and even that clinician was not aware that there was an imminent suicidal risk.
This is a mental health professional at Mass General
Hospital.
It was
a psychiatrist, correct. Yeah. But schools are responsible to take information they have when they have it and respond to it in sensible ways. But, you know, there's no expectation that a faculty member or a dean should be able to assess a situation as a clinician might.
It seems that one of the problems here is that even for clinicians, it's difficult to determine whether somebody is thinking of taking their own life imminently.
Right. And it wouldn't have been reasonable for the dean or the faculty to be expected to anticipate that there might be this tragic outcome, even though, and I think one of the things that the complaint focused on is that in the process of discussing giving him a bad grade, someone had made a comment about not wanting to have blood on their hands, which suggested they had some anxiety about the potential this fellow might be fragile. But quite honestly, I think many faculty routinely are very uneasy about giving a graduate student who's in a pre-professional competitive program a bad grade because they know it can have an impact on their academic and career future.
What is the message for families of people like Mr. Nguyen?
The message is that if your son or daughter or your child is struggling, think through with them what are the things they can do. I mean, the reality is that MIT has a lot of support services in place. And there were people who spoke to each other in the course of trying to support and deal with Mr. Nguyen's situation. But we don't hear about all of the circumstances in which people have worked within the system, have asked for help, and have gotten the support and care they've needed and have succeeded and thrived.
Thank you very much. Victor Schwartz,
sure.
Chief Medical Officer of the Jed Foundation. Thanks again.
Thank you.
An attorney representing Nguyen's family issued a statement saying they're disappointed the SJC ruled in favor of MIT, but the court's clarification of the college's duty to try to prevent suicides, they say, will save lives. MIT released a statement calling Nguyen's death a tragedy. The school says that the well-being of students is of paramount importance, as evidenced by MIT's, quote, robust network of student support services.